Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
All right, folks, let's roll. Good morning. It is Tuesday. Welcome to Feet to the Fire. This is your host, Sergio Fassa, and it is the week of Thanksgiving, which I said, as I said yesterday, I love this holiday week, and I'm looking forward to being with friends and family, and I hope that you are as well, blessed and enjoying this time of celebration. Let's jump right in. I was talking about this yesterday, and I want to pick up again and make this point. And as I reiterate on Feet to the Fire, I don't always get the most current talked about story in the news. I mean, we're current here, but I don't necessarily go with the most talked about because I want to take advantage of teaching opportunities to make a point. I talked about this yesterday, and I'm going to reread a lot of the content and explain. This is merely a case in point, a textbook lesson of how the left is not just hypocritical, but they're sinister. Their goal is not those things on the surface that they claim to be about compassionately, but what they're really about is their anti-God, anti-law, anti-liberty, anti-Christianity agenda in their attempt in every way to deconstruct our Christian civilization, our values, our ethics, our traditions, our laws, our institutions. And by the way, please join us tomorrow because since it's Thanksgiving week, we are looking forward tomorrow to a fun discussion about the real Thanksgiving. So make sure to tune in tomorrow. All right, so this is from Breitbart. And the article says this, Time's Up Fail. Now, Time's Up is a Me Too organization. That's the name of the organization, and there's a failure in the organization. Time's Up Fail. They are laying off staff, halting operations in an effort to, quote, reset following Cuomo scandal. So let me just read, and you'll get the details. The hashtag Me Too organization, Time's Up, is laying off staff and bringing its current operations to a halt in an effort to reset itself in the wake of embarrassing internal scandals, including top executive support of disgraced New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Democrat. Time's Up announced Friday, which coincidentally was International Men's Day, according to this article. I didn't know we had that. Why do we have that? That's stupid. Like all of these celebratory days are ridiculous. But anyway, Time's Up announced on Friday that the organization, quote, will be rebuilt from the ground up. Current programmatic operations will end January 1st. The group didn't say how many of its staff will receive pink slips, but Variety reported most of the 25-member staff will be gone by the end of the year. Incidentally, on the article, this is at Breitbart, there's a picture of the staff together, and it's all women. Fine. It's an organization for women, run by women. Most of these 25 that I could see, if not all, were women. But there's the thing. Run by women for, is it for women? Or is it for the Democrat, liberal, leftist, anti-America, anti-traditional values agenda? Because on the surface, they say it's for women. Let's keep reading. The announcement represents a major admission of failure for Time's Up, which was launched by a group of Hollywood celebrities in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein scandal as a way to address sexual misconduct in the workplace. And I love how they have all these trendy names, Time's Up on harassment. And yet, the reason the organization, we're going to see in the article, the reason the organization's falling apart is because they've been looking the other way at sexual harassment and the exploitation of women, because that's not what they're really about. That was just a pretense to organize and then advance left-wing, leftist, the leftist agenda. These are, in the words of the famous late great Rush Limbaugh, these are Democrat Party hacks. They're leftist hacks. That's what you see in the media. That's what you see in celebrities. That's what you see, obviously, in left-wing politicians. They're just rank ideologues. And they don't care about anything else except advancing their progressivist evil agenda. Okay. But the hashtag, the article goes on, the hashtag MeToo organization Time's Up quickly became mired in its own scandals, which included the revelation that it was protecting powerful Democrat politicians from accusations of sexual harassment and assault. The organization was closely aligned with the powerful Democrat PR firm SKD Knickerbocker, which is run by Anita Dunn. Now, if you don't know who Anita Dunn is, one of these most outspoken, she was very pro-Obama during Obama's campaigns, outspoken, brash, liberal, feminist woman that's all about, I'm a woman, hear me roar. And yet, she's more Democrat than she is pro-woman, and will dump any woman overboard for the sake of protecting her Democrat Party agenda and platform. And that's the point. They'll dump women overboard. They're certainly not going to protect conservative women, but they're not going to protect any women if it means hurting their candidates, their people, or their agenda. Time's Up has denied that SKDK played a role in its decision to not help Tara Reid, the former congressional aide who accused Joe Biden of sexual assault, even though SKDK Vice Chair Hillary Rosen co-founded the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. Can I explain that? Tara Reid, former congressional aide, accuses Joe Biden of sexual assault. Now, when accusers came out against Trump, whether or not they were legitimate, and none of them were shown to have been legitimate, and they sure got all kinds of scrutiny and media attention, but they were given the spotlight and the microphone when accusers came out against Trump. But when a legitimate one, Tara Reid, comes out against Joe Biden, everybody goes hush, hush, and nobody talks about it. And this is my point, that Time's Up decided to ignore it because it would hurt who? Their candidate. If they really cared about women, they would care about any situation of sexual harassment, no matter who committed it. If Time's Up on mistreatment of women, then they would have said Time's Up on Joe Biden, and they would hold him to the same standards as everybody else. But they don't, because they're leftist ideologues, and so they don't want to hurt Joe Biden. And they're saying, oh, we have nothing to do with SKDK and Anita Dunn, even though the vice chair of that organization is on Time's Up Legal Defense Fund, and Anita Dunn is a Democrat Party campaign hack and was obviously involved in Time's Up, or rather her organization, SKDK, was involved with Time's Up saying, no, we're not going to touch the Tara Reid thing. Let me just give you a couple more details to prove the point. Other scandals include Time's Up splurged big on salaries but spent relatively little on helping alleged victims. So they're taking in huge amounts of donations and money and spending it on salaries and themselves, but not proportionately on harassment victims. Time's Up sided with founding donor Oprah Winfrey over Russell Simmons rape accusers. So Oprah Winfrey, another big leftist, was a founding donor, and the group took sides against Russell Simmons rape accusers by declining to support a documentary that would have explored the allegations against the music mogul. So Russell Simmons is accused of rape, and Time's Up, which is supposed to be Time's Up on mistreatment of women, hashtag me too, they go radio silence on Russell Simmons accusers because he's a big music mogul. They side with Oprah Winfrey, and nothing to see here. Rape accusers, no, unfounded. These allegations aren't true. So Oprah Winfrey, big Democrat donor and media personality and the face of a modern face of Democratic celebrityism, she's supposed to be pro-minorities, pro-women, and they side with Russell Simmons over the accusers. Then you see Time's Up healthcare co-founder failed to report complaints of sexual harassment, so they're not reporting complaints on harassment, and the first Time's Up CEO resigned under a controversy. Former Time's Up CEO Tina Chen, she was a former Obama White House official, resigned earlier this year following reports that she had instructed the group not to issue a statement in support of Governor Cuomo's initial accuser. So the governor of New York goes down in flames for sexual harassment allegations, and Time's Up, which is supposed to be this prominent celebrity-run founded by Oprah Winfrey, pro-women, We Speak for Women group, Time's Up on Harassment, says, no, don't issue any statement supporting Andrew Cuomo's sexual harassment accuser. Former Time's Up, Time's Up got off on the wrong foot when its first president and CEO, Lisa Borders, resigned after just a few months on the job following misconduct allegations against her son. So the initial president had a son involved with misconduct allegations. The current one that just had to resign was defending Cuomo. Time's Up board chairwoman Roberta Kaplan also stepped down after it was revealed she advised the Cuomo administration on how to fight a sexual harassment allegation. So they were advising Cuomo on how to fight against the alleged victims of his harassment, siding with the male predator. This is outrageous. Time's Up declined to help former congressional staffer Tara Reid in her allegation that Joe Biden assaulted her nearly three decades ago. I actually cried a little because I felt really betrayed, Reid said about the group. They never told me that their public relations was run by Anita Dunn. So there you go. In every way, not pro-women, only when it's convenient in front of the cameras, but in their conduct and in their philosophy and in their ideology, they're pro-Democrat leftist ideologues through and through, and that's what they're working for, not what they're working for on the surface. Same with the BLM, social justice, same with environmentalism. And this was, as I said, a textbook case. By the way, just because it's in the news, the Christmas parade massacre, which was awful in Wisconsin, over 40 injured, 5 people died. Guess what? The guy was a criminal with a rap sheet as long as my arm. And you have to ask yourself, why was this guy out on the street? And the only reason I'm bringing that up, it's in the news. We hear so much about the justice system is broken, systemic police brutality, systemic institutional racism. I'll tell you what, the system isn't broken because of systemic racism. If it's broken at all, it's broken because bad guys get let out. And that's what the left always wants, advocating on the side of the bad guys. And this is a tragic thing, but you see the writing on the wall. This guy has a criminal record. He is pro-BLM, calling former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker a Nazi. Now, if something like that, this happens, it's absolutely awful and terrible no matter what. When it's during the Trump administration, if it's a white guy, before the media gets any information, they automatically say, oh, most assuredly, this is a white supremacist, MAGA gun-toting neo-Nazi that lost it and went rogue and violent, like all Trump supporters are. That's what you hear all the time. But during a Biden administration, when there's a convicted criminal, a felon, committing these crimes, and an outspoken social activist in favor of BLM, not a word about it. Well, unless you go to a conservative news site. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. The left has one goal: to destroy everything good and nice in our traditional America. But on this Thanksgiving week, we hold fast to our traditional America, and we hold the left's feet to the fire.